When I was a little boy, my earliest memories include that every single evening, I would sit at a deck, and as I would turn the hat, it seemed to me almost misty. In that moving circle. And what got to me was the feeling that they were moving along. If I turned the hat slowly, they went in slow, stately tread. If I turned the hat more rapidly, they seemed to sprint along. And the thing just intrigued me, and I kept on doing it. And after, I'd say, about an hour, intriguing though it was, it had just gotten monotonous. And I decided I would just get up and leave, go on out. To this day, it gives me the quivers to reflect upon how easily I might have gone on out of that building and gotten back out on the sidewalk, and I'm sure if I had, I would never have given it another thought. But what happened, again, I think one of these meant-to-be things, was that in leaving, I happened to take a route that took me through a room. And as I walked through this room, I caught something I'd never seen before. Everybody in that room was bent raptly, intently over the table. And they were studying with the most careful, intensive effort. And they would begin rocking. When they all got going, it was like so many metronomes, just rocking. Breaking it up into bits and pieces and patches. A thread here, a little bit there, in a mixed way. They would use their fingers like claws, and they were crying out some cacophony of sound. And when I heard such a thing, I was just staggered. And then they explained to me why I was so staggered. And I never will forget the most moving experience it was. I remember standing there being rocked by them. And without having intended to do so, I found myself looking, almost studying my own hands. Then they told me something of which I had never had the slightest dream, not the slightest comprehension. They told me how history had been kept for centuries in records. They told me about the existence of very old records. And I suddenly began to understand what it was that they all were crying out. Not my knowledge of self. I think I hadn't understood it. I didn't get anything but the wall of sound as opposed to the individual sound. And I could see that the records they had were old things. And somehow, a thought just came to me, rather as a bubble might rise in a glass of water. And it was, these people are trying to find out who they are. And with that, I just kind of turned around and went back up into the room where I had been to start with. I was confused, and it seemed now I had to learn more. And I began a voracious period of reading. Everything I could lay my hands on about me. In that moving circle.
Yes, I will let you know.
Turntables, spins round and round we go.
And the thing was something that just made me start taking notes, very brief notes of what the records were. And the more I thought about that thing, the more my mind went back to where I had first heard all this from the group called 7. And it was he and they who began to open up to me doors to places where there are more records than one would dream. They told me about the existence of very old records. There were different places I could get the records. And there are boxes of them, the records, which have never even been opened. Nobody's had occasion particularly to go into them. It seems inconceivable.
Come on now.
I remember I took the little information, picked up the records, and went on out.
Oh, yeah.
And I became heroic that night. Come on.